Laura Marling is our guest in the World Cafe today. This smart British singer-songwriter is about to turn 19 years old. Her debut album, Alas, I Cannot Swim, was nominated for a Mercury Prize this year in the UK. We'll talk after this performance of her song, Ramblin' Man.
Oh, naive little me, asking what things you have seen, and you're vulnerable in your head. You're screaming your way out to your death. Creatures veiled by night, following things that aren't right, and they're tired and they need to be led. You're screaming your way out to your death. But give me to a rambling man, let it always be known that I was who I am. Well, beaten, battered and cold, my children will live just to grow old. But if I sit here and weep, I'll be blown over by the slightest of breeze. And the weak need to be led, and the tender are carried to their bed. And it's a pale and cold affair, and I'll be damned if I'll be found there. But give me to a rambling man, let it always be known that I was who I am. And it's funny how the first chords you come to are the minor notes that come to serenade you. And it's hard to accept yourself as someone you don't desire, as someone you don't want to be. Oh, give me to a rambling man, let it always be known that I was who I am.
New music from Laura Marling today on the World Cafe. Her latest album here in the U.S., Alas, I Cannot Swim, was nominated for the Mercury Prize this year. And, you know, Laura, I can't help it. There's some lyrics in that, but the first chords are the minor chords. And I bring that up because I've read you sometimes worried that your album was too down, too sad in some places, which I don't hear it that way, but I was curious if that's any kind of reaction to that.
Well, I was worried that maybe people might perceive it as melancholic, when actually it's meant to be hopeful.
Great.
But that was just kind of an insecurity of mine.
Of which we all have them. Mm-hmm. Now, your dad was a musician, or just played folk music in the house, or what was that like?
Well, he actually he ran a recording studio, which shut down when I was a toddler. But so I sort of grew up surrounded by just random pieces from recording studios. And he played guitar, and he wrote songs kind of only for himself. And he taught me guitar.
And what kind of things would he play? What kind of records would he play?
He loved Neil Young and Crosby, Stills and Nash. That was his fave. Hmm. And sort of Joni Mitchell, and that kind of era.
Now, I also read something that you were not particularly happy with the first songs that you wrote, but somehow hearing Bonnie Prince Billy was a catalyst for you in some way.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, you know, I was quite young when I started writing songs, and I'm obviously still growing up, but hearing Bonnie Prince Billy was like a real knock into the real world, kind of the sort of brutal honesty of it. It made me realise what I love about music of that kind, and that the honesty is something that I've tried pretty hard to retain as well. I just think it can be so effective.
Is that difficult to do, though? I mean, I would think if you're talking about honesty in your songwriting, you have to reveal yourself, and that's sometimes difficult, I think.
But you do have to do it at arm's length to some extent, but almost the vulnerability of it is the brilliance of it. Kind of that's what keeps me going, keeps me from being complacent, is that I feel vulnerable pretty much all the time, therefore terrified, and therefore, you know, always on edge, which is no bad thing, actually.
Laura Marling is our guest, and what would you like to do next?
I'm going to do a cover of one of the bands who is in America with me called Mumford & Sons.
Exactly how this grace thing works. It's not the long walk home that will change this heart, but the welcome I receive with the restart. Darkness is a harsh term, don't you think? And yet it dominates the things I see. Darkness is a harsh term, don't you think? Yet it dominates the things I see. And stars hide your fire. These here are my desires, and I won't give them up to you this time around. And so I'll be found with my stake stuck in this ground, marking the territory of this newly impassioned soul. You've gone too far this time. You have neither reason nor rhyme with which to take this soul that is so rightfully mine.
Oh, really nice song. Laura Marling is our guest, and it's from Mumford & Sons?
Yeah.
And what's the song called?
It's called Roll Away Your Stone.
good one. Laura Marling is our guest today on the cafe. Okay, I'm not really totally confused about this, but up until about 5 or 6 months ago, you were part of Noah and the Whale, and mm-hmm. Charlie from the band produced your album. I'm curious. Are you just writing so many songs that a solo career became something you really needed to do, or was there a role for the songs in the band, or what's the relationship?
Well, the two are actually completely independent. I started, actually, how I met Noah and the Whale was I actually met Charlie. He was supporting me on my first tour of the UK.
Ah.
And Noah and the Whale had been going for a little while, and I'd heard of them, but I'd never seen them. And on our, it was just him solo for most of the tour, and then on our London date, he played with the full band. And I literally, I think everyone has that feeling of, oh my God, that band is so cool, I really want to be part of it. And they just happened to be looking for a backing singer, and I wasn't very busy back then, and they weren't either particularly. And we sort of spent a year travelling up and down the country in his Ford Fiesta, like five of us packed in with a full drum kit and a full back line, and really, really slumming it, but in a brilliant way. And then Charlie produced the album, and then I sang on their album, and it was so great. But then, you know, albums came out and we got steadily busier and busier, and alas, I couldn't do any more.
Which makes sense. And then this just totally picked up. Was being nominated for the Mercury Prize a big thing in your career? Did it really boost you in a big way, or were things going pretty well already?
Actually, it didn't really change much, I must admit. Kind of still, I was worried that things might get hectic, but actually it's pretty much still the same, which is good in a way.
Was the ceremony fun? Or there's a lot of really cool bands involved with that this year.
Yeah, there were a few cool bands. I was sad that Radiohead didn't come to the awards, and the awards were a weird experience, but necessary, I think.
Laura Marling is our guest. You want to do one from that folks might know from Alas?
Yeah, I'll do My Manic and I. He wants to die in a lake in Geneva. The mountains can cover the shape of his nose. He wants to die where nobody can see him. The beauty of his death will carry on so. I don't believe him. He greets me with kisses when good days deceive him, and sometimes with scorn, and sometimes I believe him. Sometimes I'm convinced my friends think I'm crazy, get scared and call him, but he's usually hazy. One in the morning, your day is not ended, by two he's scared, sleep is no friend, and by four he will drink, but he cannot feel it. Sleep will not come because sleep does not will it, and I don't believe him. Morning is mocking me. Oh, the gods that he believes never fail to amaze me. You believe in the love of your God of all things, but I find you wrapped up in all manner of sins. The drugs that deceive you and the girls that believe you. I can't control you, I don't know you well. These are the reasons I think you're ill. I can't control you, I don't know you well. These are the reasons I think we're ill. And since last that I saw him, last that we parted, down by a river, silent and hardened, morning was marking as blooded the sky. I was just happy, my manic and I. He couldn't see me, the sun was in his eyes, and birds were singing to calm us down. And birds were singing to calm us down. Well, I'm sorry, young man, I cannot be your friend. I don't believe in a fairy tale end. I don't keep my head up all of the time. Now I find it dull when my heart meets my mind. Though I hardly know you, I think I can tell. These are the reasons I think that we're ill. I hardly know you, I think I can tell. These are the reasons I think that I'm ill. Oh, the God said he believes never fail to disappoint me. Oh, the God said he believes never fail to disappoint me. My nihilist, my happy man, my manic, and I have no plans to move on. But birds were singing to calm us down, and birds are singing to calm us down.
Laura Marling is playing live for us today in the World Cafe, and My Manic and I is one of the earlier songs that's also part of Alas, I Cannot Swim. So do the subjects of these songs recognize themselves, or does the art kind of change the reality?
They're real people, but it is told at arm's length, sort of. It's sort of naturally when you're writing something, it's, you know, embellished or sort of tainted in some way by the fact that you want to tell it in a certain way so that people understand more way, you know, how what was going on. But I don't think anybody would ever notice, really.
Well, I love the detail, the emotional detail and everything in your songs. That one certainly a great example of that. And that's difficult. Laura Marling is our guest, and we have time for one more. And mm-hmm. Do you want to tune and do another, or what's up?
I don't need to tune. I'm going to do a song called Dora. Poison in my veins, clambered to my feet and into the night again, back to my home, back to my owner who screams at my tardiness, put his hands to the sky and says, what can I do with a girl? She refuses to be mine. In his bed I am queen, unobtainable me, sexual being. The two will not be mine. And what can I do with a girl if she refuses to be mine? Put his hand on my shirt, hand on my face, head to the wall, and you've broken your only doll. And what will you do with a girl? She refuses to be alive. And you've broken your only doll. And what will you do with a girl? She refuses to be alive.
That is Dora, Your Only Doll, the tune that finishes up Alas, I Cannot Swim, Laura Marling's debut album. Laura, thank you so much for playing live for us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Laura Marling, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.